Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into something genuinely exciting, a new AI agent, and this one is specifically designed for collaborative workspaces.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're talking about Agnes AI. It seems really focused on helping teams, you know, create stuff together.
Precisely. And our mission today really is to understand how Agnes AI aims to be maybe a shortcut to seamless team creation and what makes it truly distinct, you know, in this very crowded AI landscape, especially with its new collaboration features. How do they set it apart for you and your team?
Right. So at its core, Agnes AI is a conversational AI agent built for teams. But the real headline here, I think, is its brand new collaboration feature. And this isn't just about, you know, one person typing prompts. It enables real-time co-editing. It has a shared memory across projects, integrated team workflows, too. The vision seems pretty clear. Agnes wants to help teams think, write, and create as one for everything, like slides, reports, even complex strategy docs. That sounds incredibly powerful, but what's the early word? What are users actually saying?
Well, yeah, the early user reception has actually been remarkably positive. People are calling it things like a game changer for business storytelling and productivity. They're praising its intuitive interface, saying it helps turn raw ideas into polished presentations almost effortlessly. One user even described it as a really powerful AI, lots of features packed in there. And what's fascinating, I think, is how transparent the developers have been. They even directly addressed a user comment about specific item retrieval. Their response emphasized a commitment to no hassle, just results, which really speaks to their focus on, you know, practical team needs.
Okay, yeah, that transparency is good. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. You might be thinking, okay, fine, but how is this different? Different from tools maybe you already use, like ChatGPT for quick drafts or Perplexity for research, maybe even Google's Notebook LM for just organizing notes.
Yeah.
What's the practical shift Agnes brings to the team dynamic that those maybe more individual tools might miss?
Yeah.
So yeah, what makes Agnes truly different?
That is the crucial question, absolutely. And it's where Agnes seems to really shine because it's built for team creation right from the ground up. So compared to ChatGPT, Agnes goes beyond just chatting back and forth. It actually orchestrates multi-agent workflows. Think of it like Agnes intelligently assigning different bits of a complex task to specialized mini AIs to generate slides, reports, visuals, all from just one query. And crucially, it maintains long-term memory and team context. This isn't just remembering your last question. It's like a persistent shared brain across all your team's projects. So Agnes genuinely learns your team's specific way of working over time.
Right. That shared memory and context part, that sounds like a huge deal for teams. No more re-explaining the same project background over and over again. Right. Okay. So what about against a research-focused tool like Perplexity? How does it compare there?
Yeah, good point. Against Perplexity, Agnes sort of integrates the research part with content generation and actual collaboration, all in one shared space. It offers deeper agent actions, apparently, and much more customizable outputs. So you're not just getting research results back. You're actively building the project with Agnes. And then compared to Notebook LM, Agnes isn't just for like organizing your notes. It actively helps you create, communicate, and co-work. You could almost imagine it as Notebook LM plus an AI teammate plus a presentation builder all rolled into one.
Hmm.
So its core unique things are that agent-based orchestration we mentioned, the persistent context and shared memory, cross-platform use real-time or async, and being built specifically for modern workflows, scaling from just you to your whole team.
Hmm. Okay. And looking ahead, what's the roadmap for Agnes AI look like? Is it planning to fit into how teams already work?
Seems like it. They're actively developing integrations with, you know, the popular tools people already use every day, things like Slack, Trello, Notion, Google Drive. So that shows a pretty clear path for Agnes to kind of weave itself into existing team workflows, hopefully without much disruption.
Right. Integrations are key.
Definitely. And the long-term vision is, well, even more ambitious. They're talking about adding social and community features, okay, ultimately aiming to make Agnes the, quote, OS for collaborative AI work. That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
Really unified system.
Okay, so let's bring it all together for you listening. What does this all mean for you and maybe your team?
Agnes AI is aiming to be a kind of full-stack AI teammate, meaning it wants to cover everything from the initial idea, the drafting, right through to the final presentation and fitting into your workflow. The goal seems to be removing the need for juggling, you know, separate tools for each step. Hmm. It really looks like it wants to fundamentally transform how teams create content together, moving beyond just individual AI assistants towards, well, truly collaborative intelligence.
Exactly. And maybe a final thought to leave you with.
If AI agents like Agnes can truly share memory and context across projects and act as these persistent teammates, what new possibilities does that open up for genuinely unified and efficient team collaboration? What does it mean for your own workflow when an AI can potentially think, write, and create as one right alongside your team? Something to consider as you dive into your next big project.